Okay, today is Wednesday, December 28, 2016, and we're here at Town Common talking about the Sycamore Hill Project. Can you tell me your name?
My name is Gracie Mebbin Vines, and I was a resident at the corner of Pitt and First Street. And I was a child in the Little Tots Choir at Sycamore Hill. I think the earliest remembrance I have is about age five. And Miss Clark was in charge of our little choir, and her home was half a block from my house. So we were all pretty much safe in going to the church to have the little group.
Oh, that's great.
And we sang, I think we sang on fourth or fifth Sunday. And I mean, it was only one song, because most of us were like preschool or up to about 8, 10, something like that.
Okay, that's great. So we're just collecting sort of stories that people remember from growing up down here. So anything that you'd like to share with us?
When I was here, that was a dirt street, and we used to love to play ball in the street. And because it was hills on both sides, we could anchor a second and a third base and run back to home, all in that little block. Not that many people had cars, so we didn't have to worry about cars and balls and having problems. And the other street we used was Pitt Street down to the river, when we used that area to play as well. That's where people did the bike riding or skating.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And so what was your kind of general feeling growing up down here?
There's a lot of animosity about the way the town approached redevelopment. They did take care of housing that was substandard, but the pride that the people felt about the achievements that they made were smashed, and the camaraderie that they had because they helped each other.
Yeah.
And there's still feelings about that now, and that was over 50 years ago. And if urban development learned anything, it was a matter of when you're moving a community, see if there's any way to move it together. Because if you keep that basic structure, everyone looked out for everybody else's children. They weren't taking any sass. You were going to school. You were going to do the things you needed to do. But as that redevelopment program started, people were scattered throughout Greenville. A lot of them moved down toward what's now called West Greenville, Greenville Heights area from here. And that's where many of them died, including my uncle and aunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people said it was really hard on the older people in particular.
It really was. And they had nice new redevelopment areas, and we tried to make sure that my parents tried to make sure the people we were concerned about got to the front of the redevelopment area so they wouldn't be back there with a whole lot of mess, and checked on them on a regular basis.
Yeah. So is it, when urban renewal happened, can you talk a little bit about that?
I was about 10, and we left town. We moved to Farmville because my father was working in Farmville. But they bought out the homes, and there was no concern about moving people together. In fact, even now, they did this project. They're doing this project on Farmville Boulevard, and a whole community was uplifted. But again, there was no concern about how they're going to get affordable housing from these brick little homes that they had, three bedroom, one and a half, two bathrooms, but they were their homes. That was a solid foundation. So if you're going to move it, provide a means of getting it together. My recommendation has been the law with the feds needs to change. They have a program for first-time homeowners, but these people might have been homeowners for 50 years. And if you're now seeing their homes are, and you know they discount the price of the home, are valued at this, they need to make those affordable homes also available to those that are being displaced. Give them first priority. First priority to the first time ones, and then second priority to those that are being displaced by urban renewal. It took a while for some of those families to get placed or to get funds enough to do a basic down payment. And you're talking about on Farmer Boulevard, most of those people were at the age of retirement. They weren't interested in having another mortgage payment. So that's my suggestion on urban renewal.
So with the church, you said you were really involved with this.
Well, I was a kid, and children didn't have a choice. They didn't have a choice. You went to school, and you went to church. One of the most exciting times I remember, one of the girlfriends and I sneaked into a wedding. I think it was Dupree's across the river. She had a beautiful wedding. She was this little petite thing, and that was the first, I think, wedding I had been to. And just go in the church and sit down and be quiet. She had a beautiful wedding, long train, and she was so petite. She, even when she died, she was still really petite. But it was my first experience of a wedding. And, I went back home to talk about the wedding. But that's one of my first remembrances. But they didn't play at Sycamore Hill. It was a long time before there was something really called a gospel choir. Mm-hmm. That was your toity-toity church in town. They were just the best.
Wow.
Yeah. They had a lot of programs for the children. Other things, but when I was here, I was almost too young to participate in that because I was 10 when we left.
Yeah.
So you had Tots Choir, you had the BYPU or something like that.
BTU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Training.
Mm-hmm. See, the interesting thing, my mother was a Baptist and my father was a Christian. Of the Christian church, so I got church at Mama's and Sunday school at Daddy's, so split personality. Yeah.
Do you have any other memories of growing up down here, anything you'd
like
to share?
There used to be a way to get to the water down by what is now, I think, Evans Street. You'd go down the hill. It was a sandy area, and there were cherry trees down there. I remember picking cherries, some kind of berry down there. I don't remember, but we'd go down there and pick berries. We used to like to try to get near the river, but got many a killing for trying to get, you know, too close to the water. Yeah. From the flag back was about my little domain, and basically was on that corner in the street playing ball. We had apple trees in the front of our house. We had about 4 apple trees. There was a peach tree, a pecan tree, and then Grandmama had us taking care of the yard next door. Mm-hmm. Now, when I say us, the neighborhood children, that was one of their activities. You know, we kept the grass out of the yard,
yeah. Garden,
and got to help pick some things sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your grandma move with you?
She moved with us and was with us until she passed in 69. And she got to see the first man on the moon. Yeah. And she died, I say, about 15 days later. Mm-hmm. But she did see that. I sat up with her to make sure we both saw that together. Yeah.
That's amazing. We just appreciate everybody that's come out and shared their stories and collecting all this is really important.
I saw the rendition of the tower. And the top of the tower is a little bit too modernistic for my taste to represent Sycamore Hill. If it could look more the traditional shape that the bell tower was, and even to have a bell in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, let there be a bell in the tower in remembrance of the people that were there.
The gentleman from the city, LaMarco, was out earlier. So that's so we're here from ECU at Join the Library. Mm-hmm. And so it's the city that Parks and Rec, or Rec and Parks is backwards in Greenland.
Yeah, it's a little bit too modernistic if you're going to talk. Sycamore Hill was a traditional church. It was a good church. It was a good foundation for the area.
Yeah, it was so beautiful, that's for sure.
Okay.
Well, thank you. So,
anything else I can think of? You can help me think of.
Absolutely, you got the role. I'm just here.
And if you think of anything afterwards, you can always let us know after, too.
Excuse me, did you get Ellis Brown?
No, we had Charles. Brought Charles' brother to see us.
Okay.
We asked him to bring the whole family.
Bring Ellis. Ellis knows every what her memory has lost is still three times more than I'll ever know. You know. So get Ellis Brown. Yeah.
Yeah. We thank you so much.
Oh.